Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Monday edition. How are we?
Yeah. Hello, good.
Feeling good. It's a nice day out, but apparently storms on the way.
Yeah, I know, 30 degrees, but I love a good stormy afternoon. I really just want to relax in bed today. Mondays are hard. I had a big weekend.
Get out on the veranda, glass of wine when the storm rolls in.
Couple of bevvies.
Oh, no.
Well, your place is all glass, so you can see the storm coming like at least, what's quarter of 360?
90 degrees. A 90 degree view.
So you mean
a flat view? Normal view.
No, it was good. My friend Brooklyn came up for the weekend, and the older I get, the more I realize I can't drink that much anymore.
So is it just the two amigos?
Yeah, but we caught up with some like people we work with as well and went out for some cocktails. But
very nice.
Yeah, I got this vodka. It's made right here in Newcastle, actually. It's called Aurora by Newey Distillery.
Oh, there's the plug.
You're getting
a free bottle now.
I wish.
How was it?
There we go. No. So basically, it's a glittery vodka.
Oh.
It actually has glitter in it.
It would have been right up your alley, but I don't really see you as a drinking vodka kind of gal.
Oh, if you put it with guava juice or something like that, maybe it'd be more Jade's vibe.
I've got a video right here of it.
Let's see.
So you shake it.
Oh, wow.
It's the gayest vodka
of all time. Purple glitter swirls. Have a look at that.
That's incredible. It's sort of like it's what I imagine Saturn would look like up close.
That is quite cool.
You know what? Glitter inside. I wonder if my
poop
will be glittery.
We can buy glitter poop pills.
Is that safe, that glitter?
Well, I assume as much. It's on the market. You would think that they would perhaps do those tests.
Have you ever tried the glitter poop pill?
No, I haven't. But it's probably, you know what it is?
Was it really sweet?
No, it just tasted like vodka.
Oh, that's weird. Because I was going to say, you can get cupcakes and they put all the pearls and the gloss on cakes.
Yeah.
It's probably just whatever that is.
Yeah. Well, I was so hungover yesterday. It was awful.
Too many of them.
Awful. Yeah.
What's your vodka mixer?
Lemonade. Not shots, no. You know when you drink something when you're really young, like one of your first sort of I've drank too much experiences?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The vomit, you know, mine was Smirnoff Red. Like straight when I was like 18, my friends and I got a bottle one night and we're just shotting it.
Ugh.
Terrible. But vodka is not made to be shot.
Yeah, no.
Disgusting. You need some extras.
Something in there.
Lemonade generally, Sprite on the weekend.
Sprite, that's a bit, yeah. Soda.
As a mixer.
Because you can taste the vodka still. Like I'm all about.
Not
I don't want to taste the vodka.
Have you had a Jelly Jam donut before?
I have when I was like 19.
They're amazing. So basically, you get a shot glass, you fill three quarters of it, maybe just above, with Bailey's, and then you get Chambord.
What's Chambord?
You know that?
It's like a liqueur.
It's raspberry. Hold on.
Is that the one that looks like?
It's like a round. It's like the royalest bottle.
I've seen that.
You'll ever see in your life.
I bet that tricked you into buying it at some point.
And then you get a little bit of that and you pour it really slowly on top and it floats. It doesn't actually mix in with the Baileys and it tastes like a jelly jam donut.
Is that from your bar
days?
Bar days when you worked at a bar?
It was all the rage when I was going out.
I've never had one of those.
I forgot you worked in a bar. I'm going to test you. What's in a wet pussy shot?
Oh, Jesus. Now you're
Come
testing
on, Jay.
Me.
The most basic. And in Queensland as well, I can see
I remember
wet pussies
them.
Like everywhere at the bars.
Oh, I can't. I remember the name.
Pussy
I can't.
Shots.
I can't tell you what's in it. Is vodka and. The hell's in a wet pussy?
Are you going to use the work computer to Google what's in
Absolutely.
Wet pussy?
Absolutely.
Wet pussy shot.
Shot. Yeah, I got mine first. Okay, so vodka, peach schnapps.
Oh, okay.
Give it that taste.
Peachiness.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Coconut rum.
Yeah.
And gin.
Yep, so Malibu and gin.
Gin. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? You need to taste one, Creva.
You know what I used to...
You need to have a wet pussy shot.
You should do.
And a jam. What is it? Jelly
a
donut.
A jelly jam donut. Jelly shot. I actually used to do... I was actually really good at one point. So, you know, people used to order Red Bull and vodkas. It was the thing when I was a bartender.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I could do like up to like 15 glasses really? With shots in between.
Do
and
you
then
knock them all?
You knock it like you hit the glass and then that all the shots would fall in. Like dominoes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, they used to do that at a bar I went to in the Cross when I was quite young. Mm. But they put Jägermeister, Jäger bombs.
Yeah, Jäger bombs, sorry.
Jäger bombs, yeah.
Yeah.
God, my poor liver. The night's out on that. We should do trashy shot night if we ever have like a work get together outside.
That's a fun idea.
You know, we have some wet pussy shots. We have some jelly jam donut shots. We have some Jäger bombs. Why not?
I don't hold it down well anymore. You know what I used to do? Galliano and Sambuca.
Ooh,
if
strong.
I'm going to shot now, that's what I'll go
really?
For.
Really? I don't like aniseed, so Sambuca's out
for
me.
Vanilla Galliano.
Mm. Mm, good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Let's do a work. let's do a team party soon.
Oh, actually, real quick, it reminds me. There, when I was at on the weekend, I went to Westfield
Katara.
There's a shop there. I can't remember which one it was for the life of me, but they actually had one of those. Was it when they got red, white, blue roulette
wheel
with
shots all around it?
Oh
my God!
Yep. And I was this close to buying it. I was thinking, oh, we could use that as a team, and we could do. I can't remember where the hell I saw it. There was one left too.
Do you know what? Every time we go to your house, Creva, I love it because such beautiful, beautiful food and wine. Mm. But it's about time you experience our kind of party.
Yeah.
Like no nice wine, trashy shots.
Yeah, I'll physically make vodka and jelly shots in the
Look
freezer.
At your face.
I've done that before.
You have?
Vodka jelly shots. Yeah. Back in the uni days, you just make big trays of them.
Bring the blender. I'll bring a big bag of ice.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Well, the place is almost ready. A couple of weeks will be all good to go.
Are you okay with vomit in your backyard? No, I'm joking. Just put a bucket
better
out there.
Better there than in the house. I'll take it.
Oh, very good. Well, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know what's coming up.
Neither do I. It was a fun show.
Maddie's fear of flights.
Oh yeah, that's great.
I went on a helicopter on the weekend, which was good.
With no doors.
We're chatting about your technology fails first.
Oh, yes.
Today. Yeah.
That's a real
when
treat.
Jade pushes the buttons here at the radio station.
It was pretty bad.
All right, enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Shane, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos.
Monday is here. How are we, guys?
Good.
Great, yeah.
Good weekend. Restful around the team.
Not restful. Super busy, but it was great.
Renovations.
Yeah.
Still.
Saturday was massive.
Never ending.
Yeah. When's it set to finish?
Maybe next week.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you can now use the toilet at
That's
home,
right?
Wow, there's a win.
Oh, my God. It's a huge win.
Quite funny because my dad, he's a truckie, and he was passing through the other day, and he heard our show, and he mentioned you talking about doing your renos. Yeah, and Dad's like, is he still doing his renos? He's like, last time I drove through here a year ago, he was renovating.
Now he is again.
I'm like, yeah, it's still going, Dad.
How was your weekend, Jade?
Yeah, it was good.
What did you do?
What did I do? I worked here Saturday, which went really quick.
Yep. Always
then,
great.
Yeah, when it shoots by. And then what did I do? I went to the gym.
Mm.
I did my, ended my week 4 of my couch to 5K. So I'm starting week 5 this week. And I'm halfway to 5K. I earned my badge in the app. It's like you're halfway there.
That's so awesome. Good job, Jade.
Good job, Jade.
I'm excited.
Incredible fitness.
Yeah, it's I'm starting to notice it, so it's good.
Oh, good.
I know you went on your helicopter.
I did. Fantastic. I'll tell you more
Face
later.
Your fears.
I'll tell you what, though. I've woken up this morning. Everyone out there that suffers with bad backs, I feel for you. I've pulled my lower back out. I can hardly move.
Really?
I can hardly move.
How?
I don't know. In my sleep. There's been like a little, like, a little bit of pain in the last couple of weeks, but I've just ignored it. This morning, getting out of bed was a punish.
Maddie.
What?
There's some stiff, sore and sorry at the front. If you want me to rub it into your back, I'll gladly do it for you.
There's
you,
a segment on the show.
You rubbing oil into my back.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What? I don't have purity.
X-rated there, help. Jade. X-rated.
It's not X-rated.
No, it's only your back. It's not the back of something else.
Or is back code for something else?
No.
Oh, my back. Why are you rubbing your front?
It's the lower back.
Stiff, sore, and sorry. No. Don't even put that into a sentence, guys.
Okay.
But I'm going to get your thoughts on In Love It or Loathe It after this, guys.
Excellent.
It's technology-based because an incident happened to me on the weekend.
Ooh, okay. I'm into it.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics with Love It or Loathe It. There's only one rule. There's no fence sitting allowed. And today I'm getting your thoughts on using technology.
3, 2, 1, go!
Well, obviously love it.
Do you really though?
Yes.
No.
There's nothing wrong with technology ever.
What's your favourite thing about it?
I don't know, just very useful. My phone gives me all the information I need.
That's a very broad question,
really?
Jade.
I mean, you're one of these cloud lovers using the cloud.
Yeah, of course.
I got this update.
What are you, 70?
I don't use the cloud. I don't even know how to access it, but all my stuff keeps getting backed up on the cloud. I don't even know what's on there.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how to get to my
sound like my dad. Honestly, this is the sort of thing my dad says. I don't understand. He got a new phone on the weekend. I don't understand. How does this work? That sort of thing.
It's confusing. And you
also
know what?
Also something he says.
It's broadening out. Like, because I had to work here on Saturday and I was fighting the technology surrounding me. Like, we have these panels where we press all the buttons in front of us to answer phone calls. I had no idea what was going on. Hello, you're Jade.
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Jade, it's Alicia calling. How are you going?
Hello.
That's good. Just ringing to see if I have a chance to win some tickets.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
What a nightmare.
Hello, yes.
Buttons. Hello?
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 How long have you worked here?
This is weird. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
it goes on.
Please.
It goes on.
We get it.
Alicia couldn't hear you.
She couldn't.
You didn't press the blue button, did you?
No, well, I don't know. There's so many. And it did continue, but I just started getting angry with the equipment.
Hello?
Oh.
She could probably
hello?
Hear you swearing.
Hello? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, I think I can hear you now. Hello?
Hello, Jade, yes.
Hey, now I can hear. I don't know, I'm hitting all the buttons and the desk isn't working. I'm like, what's going on? I know it's not you. It's just...
No, it's not me pushing your buttons, Jade.
No, it's this bloody equipment. I'm thinking, what's going on with it? Anyway, sorry.
I don't know what you're doing, my dear.
Classic deflection, blame the equipment.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know what you're doing. I think it's you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, she knew it was all me.
Oh, technology.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Well, look, I'm glad you got there in the end, Jade.
Yeah,
there's a win.
You recorded Alicia up and sounded great, I'm sure.
What did Lisa win?
She won a double pass to see the new Aussie movie, Swimming for Gold.
I'm glad it was worth it for her. Five minutes of pain she'll never get back.
That was the edited version.
God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good one, Jade. Excellent. Playing next, lads versus lasses, ladies versus the guys, with Battle of the Sexes questions on offer today. $50 Westfield Katara gift card. Your first choice for fashion, beauty and food in the Hunter. Leaderboard check, please.
Oh, guys are on 13. Girls are on 11.
Excellent. So we're in front, Crevo. We need to extend our lead. If you want to play one guy, one girl, call now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
The ultimate battle of the sexes, guys versus girls. On offer today, a $50 Westfield gift card for Westfield Katara. We need one guy, one girl. We do have our guy. If you are a lass and want to play, the line's still open, 13-09, to take on Brad this morning. Hello.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Brad, let's hope we get a female to take you on this morning.
Actually, I'm fine, because the guys can just win automatically, and it suits me. No. Obviously, we'll give you a crack at the questions first.
Okay, no worries.
All right, here we go. Question one, Brad. Which actor plays the character Daniel Cleaver in the film Bridget Jones's Diary?
Probably Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Correct.
You're right. Good, good guess.
Right.
Here's a true or false for you, okay? Chanel No. 5 is the world's most popular perfume.
Oh, I reckon it's probably true.
Yep, you're right again. Jeez, you're good.
You're going
good
for
guessing.
A clean sweep. You still need a girl here if the lasses want a chance at this.
Yeah.
13-10-09.
All right, here we go. Question number three. What year did Jennifer Hawkins win Miss Universe?
I don't remember what she looks like.
Yeah, she's pretty good looking, hey, bro.
I'll never forget that.
You're right there, Brad. What are you doing?
You looking up the answers, Brad?
I'd say, she came probably 2005.
Nah.
Wrong.
2004.
Pretty close.
Pretty good. We do have a lass, I believe, calling up.
So, excellent.
Brad, unfortunately, you're going up against the lass. Give us a second. Hold the line, please. Let's go to this one. Hello, New FM. Who's this?
It's Jen, how are you?
Jen,
yay,
good.
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Represent.
All right.
How are you guys?
Really good. How was your weekend?
Oh, I worked and it was my first weekend back from annual leave. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, right, because you're still, like, re-energised from your holiday, but at the same time you're wishing you were still on holiday.
I'm still in holiday mode today, don't you worry.
I believe you, Jen, I believe you. All right, let's hook into these questions. Number one, what position are the Knights on the NRL ladder?
I don't follow any football at all, so I'm going to go with number two.
A little bit hopeful. We're in sixth at the moment.
Ah.
That's all right.
That's okay. Okay, still in with a chance. Could be a tie here. Question two. True or false? Toyota makes the car model WRX.
No. Subaru.
Oh, that's correct.
Absolutely correct. All right.
I know more about cars than I do football.
All right. Well, this next question might actually suit you then. Question number three. What does RPM stand for?
Revs per minute.
Yeah.
Also correct.
Coin flop. I almost got excited then. I thought we won.
All right. Heads or tails this morning, Jen?
I'll go tails, thanks.
Hey, Google, flip a coin. Here we go. It's heads, Jen. I'm sorry.
No.
That means that Brad.
Yeah, the boys. Lads, 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 lads.
Good job, Brad. $50 Westfield gift card, all yours, brother.
Oh, beauty. Thanks very much.
No worries, mate. Thanks for playing. Just like that,
Bugger. You
can walk away with the win. If you want to register to play, you can call producer Jackson on 13-10-09 or hit us up on Facebook.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Just chatting, I got a really weird message on the weekend, right? And it's from a guy that, you know those people that are on your Facebook, but you don't really know who they are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy's been on my Facebook for years, and I get a message through, and he's like, hey man, how's it going? This is just a messenger. I'm like, yeah, good, good. He goes, I've got bad news. I'm like, tell me. He's like, I got fat. And then he sends me a picture of him sitting on a bed eating food with sauce dripped all over him. And it's very, like, confronting. And I'm just kind of like, look, what prompted this? He goes, you look like an ex-twink too. We got to stick together. So for those that don't know what a twink is, it's basically young, skinny, you know, still in fine form.
So he's insulting you and trying to get you at the same time.
Terrible message to receive. I was like, you know what? Thanks for that. ex-twink. I got I put on some kgs, but geez.
But that's just really weird.
But then flattering at the same time because he's obviously been following you for a period of time.
Just too much.
Yeah, it's a definite no from you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Good to hear. I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like it would be. Just based on that awful
behaviour. Of all pictures to send as well.
Covered in sauce.
Looks like mustard.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Aioli, maybe?
Who knows? Anyway, up next, something a little bit different to that.
Yeah.
The big houseboat down in Sydney caught on fire, and there's dramatic photos of it splashed all over the news. And what I thought we could do is a simple one, really. Boating disasters.
Oh, good.
Did it sink? Did you have a fire or something? Especially, obviously, if you've escaped unharmed. 131009, give us a call.
Well, we were at Belmont 16s a few weeks ago for lunch.
That's right.
Sitting just outside. Mm-hmm. And
a little deck there.
Yeah, on the lake. There's a boat, literally, totally submerged. Like, the little top part just sticking out of the water.
Just poking out of the water. You can see the whole boat down in the water. Like, they've had a bad day.
Terrible day.
It doesn't have to be with a big boat either. It could be like a little tinny or, you know, your kayak or whatever. 131009, we want to know your boating disasters, movie tickets on offer.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Yeah, that houseboat in Sydney, no good, Creeper.
I know,
burnt down.
So I thought, let's do it. It's a simple one. It's classic, but people love to talk about it.
Mm.
So, yeah, let's go to the phone, shall we?
Let's go to Brad. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing good, mate. Tell us, Brad, your boating disaster story.
I wasn't actually on a boat at the time. It was on the way to buy a boat.
Okay, let's hear what happened.
Yeah, so basically what happened, I've been on the hunt for a boat. My missus found one on Gumtree, and the bloke in the afternoon finally messaged us anyway. We've gone to, he's like, I'm home, come and check out the boat. So I'm like, cool. Went on the way to check out the boat, and I was following my GPS, and it was like out the back of Cedar Creek there.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there driving through, and it took me out onto this person's paddock, but it was like a road still on the nap, so I thought, okay, it must be like a dirt road out here somewhere. I didn't know the place.
Yeah.
Got out there and I drove down, and then I got to this like river crossing, and I'm like, I ain't going across there. So I turned around, thought I'd gone the wrong way, and then I actually got locked in on this person's property. Like, they just locked their gate, so I was locked on this property. I couldn't get out. So then I had to bust out my tools, and I had to take his gate apart just so I could unchain and get out of there, because I had my wife and my kid with me, and it was getting dark.
Brad,
so I was just like, holy crap.
What I'm getting from this story is you probably shouldn't purchase a boat.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think the boating life is meant for you, Brad.
I pulled the pin on it. I'm like, if it takes this much to get a boat, I'd
not
rather
worth
stay
it.
Yeah, it's a sign. It's a good call.
Good on you, Brad. Thanks for your call, mate.
Going to Kira. Good morning.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. So what's your boating disaster story?
So we took our daughter and our two other children out on my dad's boat. It was our first time being towed behind on the donut, and the little ones came off, and my middle daughter swam up to the boat, and we didn't know the propeller had stopped, and have not stop, and it actually hit her in the leg, and she was crying. She's like, it got me. And we're like, oh, it's okay. The boat stopped. Next minute, she starts to lose consciousness in the water. She's going into shock. My husband pulls her out of the water, and she's got two very deep gouges on her leg. The propeller and nearly jumped the window.
Oh my God. Is her leg all right?
It is now. She went into hospital. We took her straight to hospital. She was in spewing everywhere. She was hectic.
And hang on. We need the music, Kira. In hospital, she's spewing everywhere. Continue.
Yeah. And they doped her up on some good drugs. We just lost my mother, and she's like waving to my mum at the roof and saying, oh, mum, grandma, grandma. It was really amazing.
Oh my God. That experience, how far out at, like, were you on the lake? Is that where you were? How far was it from getting her to the hospital from the water?
It took nearly an hour.
Holy crap.
In Ames Terrace, probably 2 kilometres up the river, 3 kilometres up the river. My dad was, like, trying to hurry. My youngest daughter, she was only 8 at the time. She was still on the donut in the water panicking while we're trying to save my daughter. Like, I ripped my shirt off. I'm not a small woman. I had a bright pink bra. More of me than he needed to see. I'm trying to wrap her leg up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys were heroes in the end.
Yeah, well, it's good. I'm glad everyone's safe. You can laugh at it now, but far out.
What a full-on day that was.
That deserves some movie tickets.
100%. You can use them at Katara or Glendale as well.
Event cinemas, any movie you'd like for two.
Yeah, exactly right.
Thanks, Kira.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for sharing your family's misfortune with us.
Thank you.
Terrible. At least you got something out of it.
Thanks, Dal. Oh, the poor little girl.
I know. What a full-on day. You're just going out for a spin on the donuts.
Now, guys, up next, when you think of Rutherford, what do you think of?
BCF.
Yeah, well, they do have the BCF out there. Bunnings. Benny's getting a bonus.
That's what I think of.
Pretty good old BCF chat.
Yeah,
what about you?
Just sort of the main street out there. Not a lot. Bit on the quieter side of things.
There's a new landmark in Rutherford.
I'm
excited about
this. It's very exciting. You will not believe what it is. I'm going to tell you after this. Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Now, just chatting about Rutherford, guys. Got a brand new iconic venue that has opened. You must hear about it. Now, apparently here in Newcastle, right, there was a very famous Oak Milk Bar in Hexham.
Yeah, it was iconic. Like, people would drive, especially driving through Newcastle.
If you're going on holidays, exactly, going up the coast, you stop in.
Right now on the highway.
It's not so far from here, actually. In fact, some of the signage is still there when you drive past.
Yeah, well, people have been calling for that to come back for years and years. What's happened, though, out at Rutherford, a couple of guys have opened up an Oak Milk Bar in Rutherford.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Because obviously it's a nostalgia thing. You know, people want to feel like they were back in that time.
Well, that time is still now, Crevo. It's not a thing of the past, clearly. Well,
Oak is still a big brand.
Of course it is. But 1903, it appeared in Hexham. So it's got a lot of big, long, rich history here. So first of all, I'm glad it's back in the region. But if you want to try it out, it's the corner of the New England Highway and Brook Street in the former Rutherford Takeaway building. Just having a look at the menu, all the classics. Because you know what? We're too picky with our food these days.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, who doesn't want a beautifully made milk bar oak milkshake with a cheesy Kransky?
Yeah.
Like, it's delicious.
Or the old, like, the really old-fashioned Australian hamburger with the large slice of beetroot.
So is it just... So can you mix and match? Or is it just... Do they just sell oak? I've never been to a milk bar before. So,
what
are they making them fresh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've never been to a milk bar?
No, I don't think so.
Like one that serves
old
a
takeaway
shop. Milkshake in like a metal cup and stuff.
Well, I guess you get milkshakes everywhere though.
Oh, Jade, we need to go out there.
Yeah, maybe that's an excuse to go out, like a lunch together one day.
Yeah, 100%. But they have some great menu items, very reasonably priced. So go and support a local business. The milk bar is back, the humble milk bar.
The Oak one as well. A couple of young guys giving this a crack. Yeah. I think it's going to take off, honestly.
I think so.
It's interesting. I was just saying to you before, Crevo, about, you know,
when you think of an old-fashioned milk bar, a couple of young guys, not really the obvious choice of business to start up together.
No, it's true. You'd normally think if they were, you know, moving to the area, trying something new, it'd be more like some sort of cool bar or, you know, a craft beer shop or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Memories, nostalgia.
Listen to some of the flavours you like, this, Jade.
Yeah.
So you've got your classics, your chocolate strawberries, blah, 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 spearmint, blue heaven, ooh, butterscotch, lime, banana and passion fruit.
Banana and passion fruit sounds nice.
Mm,
sounds
good array tasty of flavours. Try them out. Excellent. The Oak Milk Bar, Rutherford.
It's back in the business.
Very good.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. Hold on. All right, all right, you got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Guys, a trouble in paradise at my apartment building. I get in the lift yesterday and there are three pieces of paper with a message on them stamped onto the wall of the lift. Someone has not had a good morning. It says, whoever was on the balcony or up in the common area last night and vomited over the edge onto apartment 203 Terrace, you are disgusting and you should be ashamed of yourself. Imagine that. Oh. Waking up in the morning. Makes sense, though. When I came home from drinks.
You live at 230?
No. When I came home from drinks, all of these young kids, like, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, sitting out the front of my apartment building, I'm like, what's going on, guys? They go, you don't want to know. So I think they might be the culprits.
Oh, my God.
The search is on.
You don't want to know.
I love how they printed this note off three times, though.
Just in case you didn't see it.
So they put it on all walls of the lift.
All walls of the lift.
All in capitals.
Wow.
That's just to show that this is an angry person.
Terrible drama. Imagine that, though. You wake up on a Sunday morning.
You'd be filthy.
Bloody filthy. Luckily, it was raining yesterday, though, so that may have helped. Or possibly made it worse. I'm not sure which one.
I'm guessing you don't have like a hose connection point out there
absolutely
or anything.
Not, no.
Well, on the balcony.
Yeah.
Is there not?
No.
Wow.
Of course not. Nah. So they just get the old bucket out.
Shivers.
And then it goes down to go to the next person.
Yeah.
Down the little 100-mil hole.
Oh. Terrible. All the little bits stuck in the drain. Terrible.
Oh, well. But you know what, guys? Someone else isn't very happy at the moment. The Hunter Bird Observers Club. They're calling for speed limits and a dog ban on this proposed Richmond Vale rail trail.
So it's like a new bike path, yeah?
Yes, like a pedestrian way. It's going to be really nice, but they're saying, no, there's issues here with the cyclists going too fast. If you build this trail, they're going to scare all the birds away.
So this is happening at Hexham, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very full on.
It seems a bit petty to be limiting the speed of cyclists. I mean, they're not really the problem, are they?
I don't know. Well, is it, though? I don't know. I'm not a bird watcher, but if they're scaring the birds away,
what
maybe
kind of birds
it is.
Are they? I mean, if they're magpies or, you know, Indian miners, who cares?
Well,
rats of the sky.
Absolutely. Them and bin chickens.
Look, all birds' lives matter, Matty. So we need to... I guess be respectful of nature.
No, you can't limit that. That's ridiculous.
Oh.
It's kind of crazy, I reckon.
I don't know. This is the big debate, though, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Well, taking your calls next on 131009, speed limit on cyclists.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
So there's a proposed trail, guys, to run between Shortland and Curry Curry. It's called the Richmond Vale Rail Trail.
Now, basically, a new bike path that you're getting up there.
Correct. So they're going to be, you know, they want to, like, widen the paths. They want to have platforms there through the wetlands. And basically... The thing is, the Hunter Bird Observers Club, they're not happy because if they have cyclists using this track, they're going to be doing, you know, over 40 kilometres an hour or about that, and they're saying it's going to cause serious disturbance to any species foraging or roosting in the vicinity of the track, which is fair.
No, like, it, look,
no,
I'm not a,
it's not.
It's fair.
Come on.
Come on, like the poor birds.
As if we're building, for the birds, as if the cyclists are a problem. They've got, like, big cars and stuff driving. Anyway, I think that's crazy. You can't put a speed limit on bikes.
Well, and they also want to ban dogs along the entire length of the trail.
You still agree with it?
Yeah, even in a way. The dogs? There's lots of other places you can walk your dogs.
You know what? Poor cyclists.
I know,
they're forever
really
copping it from motorists, from the bird watchers.
Now, even the bird watchers. It's like the most environmentally friendly transport, and even the bird watchers say no.
Yeah, but what about the, you know, there's endangered birds out that way.
Yeah, but what noise does a cyclist really make?
Bells, you know, when they've got to go by, they're ringing their bell to get past the pedestrians. What? I
think birds wake me up in the morning.
I should wake them up
absolutely
in the morning. They're getting their own back. Finally.
I believe Sam is a cyclist. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Now tell us, this is ridiculous, right?
Well, I wouldn't quite put it that way. I know that they have very strong and valid concerns about the bird life out there, and so they should. But really, I think I think their concerns are misplaced. As you said, or one of you said, cyclists. I don't see how cyclists moving at 40 kilometers an hour, which quite frankly most cyclists would never reach. I don't see how them moving at 40 kilometers an hour is really any different than them moving at 20 kilometers an hour. They're quiet, silent. They don't run over birds or other animals.
Yeah.
And as you say, there's within a few hundred meters of that trail, there's a thundering highway with vehicles going by at 80, 90 kilometers an hour. So,
Sam, don't cyclists have enough roads and trails to ride on?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because the answer is flat out no. And,
really?
And we know that because cyclists get injured on roads all the time. This is a way, and a cyclist was killed on the New England Highway between Maitland and Newcastle.
Yeah,
so,
it's terrible.
So we need to separate cyclists from road traffic wherever possible. This is a fantastic initiative, which will eventually result in a trail all the way out to Currie. And I believe the Newcastle DA mostly concerns what we call the pipeline route, which is the old Chichester Dam pipeline between the wetlands center and Taro, which it would be a great commuter asset for people from Maitland. They can leave their cars at home and ride to Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in the era of e-bikes, it's very easy to do.
I'm glad you said that, Sam, because at the end of the day, we need to look after our fellow human citizens as well. Like, let's not put the safety of humans below, you know, not disturbing some birds.
Couple of birds, that's crazy.
Look, I get out round on roads in a high-vis vest and visible.
And you've been absolutely fine?
Fine so far.
So your answer to this, Jade, is buy a high-vis vest.
Everyone needs to dress like construction workers.
Now, Hamish, you ride, you're a cyclist yourself. Valid points, Sam.
And I'm actually not against the idea of speed limits for cyclists on those sort of paths, because they're actually shared with pedestrians as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you think you're on the Tour de France and you're going along a pathway with other people, you're an idiot. You're going at 60. I'm sorry. Look, the birds, absolutely. But the shared pathways, they need to have dedicated pathways just for cyclists.
Yeah,
then you can go.
They do, but can't they do that on existing roads, though?
Yeah, I mean, they do in some places, but, gee, I tell you what, it's
lacking.
Far and few between. Also, too, you know, you'll find that those sort of cycleways just end. You know, suddenly.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly have to share it with
what happened?
On a road.
What happened?
They got a funding for a little bit, and that's where it ends.
Thank you, Hamish.
Well, very good. Guys. Hey, up next, you guys are well aware of the drink Mountain Dew.
Mm. Yes.
Right? Very popular, mostly among younger people, really.
Not the same anymore.
No, they put caffeine in it.
Wound you right up.
It ruined Mountain Dew for me.
Anyway, Mountain Dew is trying to change their image by creating what they're calling the Jugarita, which is a margarita made with Mountain Dew. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make the call. This is going to be a massive failure, and I can't wait to watch that happen. But there's also...
You're sick.
There's a number of other major big companies that have had big failures along the way, and it entertains me, so I'm going to talk about it next.
This could, oh, okay. This could, look at you, Mr. Negative, millionaire Mark.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly have a margarita made with Mountain Dew.
Wasn't my business that went down.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So, guys, as I was just mentioning before the break,
yeah.
Mountain Dew is coming out with basically a pre-mixed margarita in Mountain Dew form.
Okay.
Which to me sounds fairly ordinary.
Sounds delicious.
Mountain
Please,
Dew.
You are too picky. You know what? Nothing wrong with a margarita made with Mountain Dew.
It'd be that fluoro green yellow colour. It just doesn't. Something seems off about it.
Appealing to the eye.
They ruined it for me when they put caffeine in it. So I'm a little bit skeptical about the margarita.
I don't think it'll be very good, and I don't think it's going to be very successful. I just don't think the two really mesh together.
How are they selling it?
Well, as that, the Jugarita is what they're calling it.
Not a bad slogan, the Jugarita. Jugarita.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's going to do very well. But they're not the first famous company to, you know, have fairly average ideas along the way. So another one that was a big one, around the mid-2000s, you guys are aware of Heinz tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember when they brought out the green version?
No.
Was it the no added salt?
No, no, it was purely, like, the colour was green. It tasted exactly the same. And I kid you not, that the marketing material included, like, a film of kids using it to build structures out of their French fries, using it as a kind of brick mortar.
Wow.
It was as weird as they get. And, of course, this wound parents up because it was encouraging kids to play with their food.
Yeah. It was not eat it.
It was a zero sales result.
Green tomato sauce.
Yeah, an absolute total failure. Colgate, now, of course, famous toothpaste brand, mm-hmm. also make dental floss and other products like that. They decided in the early 90s yeah. to create a line of frozen foods. So they,
really?
Yeah.
What so were they?
The idea, they had like all of your classics like quiche, frozen lasagna.
Colgate.
Yeah. And the thing was, right, they just had the exact same toothpaste Colgate logo on the front. Everyone thought, that's going to taste like toothpaste. No thanks.
That yeah. deserves another one. There we go.
That's a really bad idea. Cool, though, if they were making, like, little hot potato gems that looked like teeth. You know what I mean? Like the candy?
You need to be a part of the marketing team yeah, for Colgate.
They would have done a lot
yeah,
better.
Yeah, having issues eating your veggies will, you know, create...
Make them look like teeth.
Teeth.
Exactly. All right, now we move forward to a bit more recent in time because... You remember at one point, Google wanted to create a competitor for Facebook. They brought out Google Plus.
That's right.
Wasn't that a total failure? It's actually totally shut down now. They really wanted to get involved in the social media market.
Didn't happen. Absolute fail.
Stick to smartphones and emails, Google. You got that.
They really do. I joined Google Plus.
So
I
thought,
oh, you know, this is the next big thing. How yeah. can Google possibly fail?
Stuff something up.
Even so Google
what
fails.
Was it like a chat room?
No, it was like
social
Facebook.
Media platform. Yeah, just like Facebook.
Just not as good in every single.
And they
way.
Have Hangouts. They were called Google
right.
Plus Hangouts.
No one ever did one successfully ever. And to wrap things up, of course, one of the biggest fails, it was a big sales success, but awful really, the hoverboard. At first it was all Jason Derulo running around on music videos and a funny guy using one as a lawnmower, and then it ended up when they all started catching on fire.
Yeah, disaster.
You know, gotta go, gotta
you know
go.
It's bad when airlines ban them.
That's so true. Yeah, look, well, I think you've convinced me. Jugarita, no good.
It's not going to end well, I'm telling you now.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This
This is
Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
A big shout out to the Happy Mobile Cafe. Thank you for hooking us up with our Monday morning coffee. Oh, I mean,
great as always.
If there was ever a coffee to receive, it's on a Monday morning, right?
Oh, true.
Get it in ya.
Lifesaver.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au if you want to get in touch with those guys. But next, we're going to be meeting our toy boss. So we've got little Jack. He got a really cool toy last week that he got to play with, and he's going to review it for us after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We are giving you the chance to be our new FM toy boss. All you got to do is go to newfm.com.au. All thanks to Casey's Toys. You get to review a toy, and then you also get a $50 voucher well.
How good is that?
It's win-win-win.
Who's our toy boss this week?
So this week it is Jack. He's 8 years old from St. Therese, New Lambton, and he got to try out the Treasure X Aliens toy.
Okay, here's his review.
Casey's Toys has everything you need to keep the kids entertained. Head to Casey's Toys Maitland or Charlestown for the biggest selection, best advice.
And the boss of I know toys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, toy.
Toy.
Boss.
Boss.
You had to go through 26 levels of dissection to armor up the alien. The best part was cutting open the gut sack. I liked doing it because when you opened it up, there was an explosion of squishy gooey bubbles that came out of it. I will give it a 5 out of 5 because after you did all of the levels, you will get to play with your new armored up alien.
Oh, good job.
How good is that?
Beautiful. So he's like this alien bug that you got to dissect. It's pretty quite cool. Incredible.
And get the gems out of it.
I love that. Cutting open the gut sack.
I know.
That's what every kid dreams of.
Totally.
Toys these days. Yeah, like you said, Jade, newfm.com.au. If you like your child to be our next New FM toy boss, so you can register there now. Of course, guys, over the weekend, I went on a helicopter. Now, it might seem like a fairly, you know, average thing to do, I guess. Like, you know, a lot of people think it's fun. I have an intense fear of heights. My entire life, I've just been petrified of going higher than a few meters off the ground. So this was really big for me, facing my fears.
And you know what, Maddie? What? You're alive. You did it.
Well, I've got some recordings from the helicopter ride from the weekend. I'm going to play them to you next. So I was basically a big girl, but that's all right when we share things here.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We've worked together for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing that you've come to know about me is I'm absolutely petrified of heights.
Yeah, you don't like him.
Like, even I remember that time we went out to the Hunter Valley Gardens on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, that was a scary moment.
A Ferris wheel. Because when you're afraid of heights, it's quite an interesting fear to have, necrophobia, because you just think of the worst possible thing that will happen or could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes, you know, doing fun things a little hard.
Well, with the Ferris wheel, for example, you were like, can I please sit in the middle?
And yeah, I did.
Of course you can. We're because, all family you know, here.
That's really going to save me. So anyway, my best mate came up on the weekend and I've really wanted to do the helicopter ride over Newcastle because it's just stunning.
Mm.
Like, I was so jealous when you guys got to do it for free. And I was like, you know what? I missed out on that. I'm going to do it. So I went along on the weekend and faced my fears. I've got some audio of my day right here. So we're outside of Aero Logistics Helicopters and I'm not going to lie, I'm absolutely my pants right now. I've had a couple of beers to, you know, help with the anxiety, but here we are and the anxiety is here. So I was just given the option as to whether I want the doors on or off on this flight. Seeing that it is all about facing my fears today, I've decided to take the doors off.
It's going to be a mistake. You know what you're getting yourself into?
Imagine if I die. Well, ponder that for a second.
But you could just fall out, go into the water. That'd be a bit scary.
Well, I'm not a strong swimmer, so we'll see. Yeah, now trust my friend Brooklyn. Shout out to him for encouraging my anxiety. Oh, you know, you just fall in the water. I can't swim. What made it even worse, it was so windy.
Oh, of course.
It was actually.
So windy. What about that?
So when we were sort of like taking off from Carrington, there was that sort of moment where you're going like over the marina there.
Yeah.
And it just started shaking and there's no doors. And I'm expecting to be strapped in with these like, you know, 29 million seatbelts. It's just a car seatbelt.
Yeah, it's just a normal, it's just a little one.
I was like, what if I fall out? And then I thought, no, I'm a bit of a fat piggy at the moment, so I won't be falling or slipping out of the seat or seatbelt. We lifted off. Everything was okay. And then it decided to do a little left turn. So I was pretty much basically hanging out of this helicopter with no door.
That whole fear. The door's off.
A lot of screaming. A lot of screaming. I'm so glad I did it, though. It was just an incredible experience.
Well,
just,
great day for it, too.
It really was. Just seeing the coastline, and you really do appreciate from up there just how beautiful Newcastle is.
It's stunning. So how? What about your fear?
I'm fine now.
You're fine?
I'm glad I faced it. And they had, they gave me the option with the door. They were like, look, if you, if you're scared, we can leave the doors on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we got it.
Take them off. Rip the Band-Aid off.
We can't do it.
Bungee jumping next?
No, well, look, let's not run before we can crawl, Jane. You know? But yeah, big shout out to the guys who run that. It's incredible. It's just such a great thing to do.
Question.
Yeah.
So the pilot, obviously, they'd hear a lot of, you know, scared people. Did they say how you compared to others?
So I did ask her. I'm like, hey, of course. I was like, how, on average, how many swear words
or screams
do you hear per day? And she's like, look, a fair few. So I'm not alone.
Yeah, no. Especially a doors off flight when they do the tip. Yeah.
Well, I was going to do like a segment up from the helicopter, but it's so loud.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for that level of noise.
Yeah. There's something cool about the chopper sound, though.
Mm.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's definitely evocative. Oh, I'm glad you had a great time. You faced
really
your fears and
really
pulled the Band-Aid off, and it sounds like it was awesome.
Nah, thanks, guys.
Jane, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
So yesterday, guys, Ben and I, we watched Bloodsport. It's a, you know, kung fu movie, basically. Jean-Claude Van Damme, big sexy man. And then...
What another old man that you're into, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we, obviously the movie finished, and when you watch a kung fu movie, you get inspired. And so Ben and I start, you know, play fighting, then we end up on the ground, we're wrestling to the point where we're trying to pin each other. We got each other in locks.
This is not a euphemism, is it? You're actually wrestling.
Yeah, we were wrestling. And it's funny because it gets serious there, and Ben's like, I don't want to hurt you. And I'm like, come on.
Bring it on.
And it was really funny because we get into a lock and I'm like, he got me, and I'm like, I can't get out. Then it was gets dirty, and I'm like, he's got.
What do you mean?
He's got.
Jay, this is, it gets dirty.
Yeah, because
it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, because the fighting gets dirty because I know he's got ticklish feet. So I'm like, right, I can't get out of this lock he's got me in. So I'm like, I can reach his feet. So then I'm there, and I'm start tickling his feet, and then we're trying not to laugh. And then he gets me into another pin to get out of the feet tickling. And then he's tickling my armpits because I get ticklish armpits. And then I was like, stop it, I'm going to pee myself. Like, you know when you're laughing that hard?
So what happened next? Well, how'd it end?
Well, Ben won because after the tickling, like, he had me.
Well,
you wet yourself,
did you?
No, I didn't wet myself. I was like, all right, stop, you got me. You know, I'm going to pee myself.
He's
don't stop.
He's got a black belt, though, yeah?
Yeah, he does.
What do you have?
Nothing.
An actual belt that's just black, happens to be black, and no qualification
the
in
leather
karate.
Belt.
It's just leather.
Well, I'm glad you had a fun afternoon, Jade. Sounds like a heap of fun.
Wrestling in the living room.
Wrestling in the living room.
Were the dogs barking?
No, they didn't care. I was like, some loyalty. You got your chihuahuas, huh? No loyalty.
How funny.
Yeah.
After the show, guys, last week, changing topics slightly, we had a little chat about dressing gowns.
Terrible things.
Now, I think they're an absolute disgrace to fashion.
Excuse me. They're so not. Ugly.
There's nothing good about a dressing gown.
Yeah. They keep you warm, they're snuggly, and they have pockets so you can put the TV remote in them.
Well, Jackson brought up a very good point last week, and that is dressing gowns on men are just a no-go. I agree 100%, Jackson. Yeah. It's unless just no good.
Even, why?
Unless you're Hugh Hefner, no man should be wearing
but
a dressing
what's
gown.
What's your reason? What, you just...
I just... They just look weird, and it's like, why are you wearing a towel? A towel is to dry you off.
It's one of the saddest sights to see.
I disagree. I like a distinguished man in a dressing gown.
13:10:09.
I think they're sexy.
Defend the dressing gown.
One more thing to take off.
Dressing gowns, hot or not?
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah, I put it out there that there's nothing sadder than a grown man in a dressing gown.
How dare you, honestly. I know we're giggling, but I love a dressing gown.
It just doesn't seem like a real item of clothing. Like, towels are for drying you off and then for hanging up on a towel rack.
Yeah, even worse when a dressing gown is paired with slip-on slippers.
Something about that.
Like, the double whammy.
How do you keep warm in winter?
Trackies.
Put on real clothing. Don't put on this. Imagine, like, what I don't get about it is, right, you dry off from the shower and then you put this on and it's like, I don't know, it just seems wrong.
Oh, I think it's sexy. I love buying Benny dressing gowns because he'll be, you know, the checkered print? Mm. I love a checkered print.
There's something about a dressing gown in a loveless marriage.
No.
I feel like, you know, you're not attracted to one another if you're
yes,
wearing dressing
you
gowns.
Are.
You cannot look at a man in a dressing gown and be like, sexy, like, let's go.
I'm into it.
I put seeing a grown man in a dressing gown down to the equivalent of seeing someone say no to a public proposal. Really disappointing and unfair.
No, I think they're great. I love seeing Benny in that checkered dressing gown and then I can pull the string undone and then open it up and it's great.
13:10:09, we see if there's anyone else like Jade who agrees.
Hey Trish, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Dressing gowns, hot or not?
Oh, I think my man looks hot in his dressing gown.
Yes! Another one on Jade's
you
do. Team.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, Jade.
Are you into different patterns or...?
Actually, he's got like it's a big brown fluffy one. It's like a big bear one.
Yeah, and it's nice when it's soft, isn't it? And
I'm
speechless thinking about it. I'm really
good ladies right there.
I feel like we've just tapped into something here.
I'm trying to like mimic like putting my hands down
running
like
down.
The chest and down the fur and I lost my speech.
Trish knows what you're talking about.
Yes, she does.
Exactly. I love it. Nothing better than it coming out of that.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you
for
your call.
That's a first.
Let's go to Fiona. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Hey, dressing gowns, hot or not?
Yeah, it's so hot.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
What? Yes.
My kids are bringing them back. I've got a 17-year-old son who wears his dressing gown to just about every party, everywhere he goes.
Party?
My boyfriend borrows her dressing gown. Yeah, if they're coming back, guys, you've got a wrong Jade.
Yes.
You all the way.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
This never happens.
It's a thing, and it's a win when you get one with pockets, isn't it, Fiona?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you can buy a Gucci dressing gown, like, you know, really, guys, come on. If Gucci makes a dressing gown, they've got to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still suspicious of the whole situation.
Thanks for your call.
All right, one more. Trev, how you doing?
Good night yourself.
Yeah, good dressing gowns, hot or not.
Mate,
Jade, you need to go and see a therapist, darling.
Why?
Thank you, some common sense.
Okay, I would rather walk around in my jocks and socks at home or at a trackie than wear a dressing gown. They make you look and feel cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Trev. Thank you, Trev.
Don't.
Trev the truckie knows what's good, Jade.
Trev, no, you disappoint me, brother.
Oh, come on, Jade.
Come on, Jade.
No, come on, Trev. Get in a dressing gown. No. You don't have to wear anything underneath if you don't want to.
I'll stick with me socks and jocks.
Yeah, smart man.
Trev, you're in the truck right now?
Yes, I am.
Give
mate.
Me a honk. You know I like it.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you, Trev.
Love your work, Trev the truckie. Well, two versus one. I guess, Jade, you win this round.
Yeah, well, hey, the teenagers are in, wearing them to parties. What's that tell you?
I don't know what kind of parties they're going to. Are they like playing board games or something?
I'm suspicious of the whole thing.
I should have thought of that. Twister in a dressing gown. What's the goss, so up next, what's on the way, Producer Jackson?
Not coming to a games night at your house. Keith Urban, he has opened up about what it's like to watch Nicole Kidman in her raunchy scenes. I'll play that audio. Also, to how Neighbours is filming with coronavirus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Poor old Harold. Is he still on the show?
No, he's in his little caravan in Australia. Right.
Him and Lou are together now.
Toadfish is still going strong, though.
Toadie.
Yeah,
he lost another wife recently. No luck, Toadie.
Stop getting married, mate.
They're terrible.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Just chatting before about the dressing gown debate, hot or not, lady that worked, he just popped her head in and says, dressing gowns are hot.
Yep.
Who knew, Crevo?
I don't. Well, not me,
bloody
obviously.
Hell. The really debate missed the memo on that.
It's going to continue throughout the workplace today.
What's the goss right now?
Cameron, just stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
We're getting the latest now with producer Jackson. What's
good morning. Good morning. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys watch Big Little Lies, but Nicole Kidman's in this show, and some of her scenes are really, really, really heavy.
Mm.
So... Keith Urban, he's been on 60 Minutes. He's opened up about what it's like watching her in these situations, and he says he struggles to separate the fact that she's an actor to, like, what she's going through on screen.
It's hard to tell your soul that she's an actor and she's acting. My soul is alerted to this fear and you know, it's okay, mate, it's okay. Calm down, she's just acting. Because she's so bloody good.
He's so Australian, right? But
yeah.
I don't know how I'd go seeing, like, my partner in these scenes. I feel for the guy. I mean, how would you feel if you seen your partner, like, kissing someone else, getting really raunchy and aggressive?
He knew what he was getting into. Go write a song about it, Keithy. Like,
yeah, well, he's probably setting himself up for an album. Has he got an album coming out?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, he just got done by an ad.
Do you know what I've really noticed about Keith Urban as well? God, he's aged.
Has he?
Yes, he looks so old at the moment.
I think because... for a long period of time, he looked exactly the same.
That's
from
true.
Like Achy Breaky Heart to a couple of years ago.
Some people just age like instantly, it seems like. Do you know who isn't aging at the moment? I love this article going around on the internet right now. Koshy from Sunrise.
I've seen that.
Jackson? They compared a photo of Koshy now versus 10 years ago. Exactly the same.
Oh, maybe he's reptilian. You know that rumor about all the celebrities going around?
Yeah, that's true.
Also, too, over COVID, right, the places you get filler have been shut down. So, surprise there. Let's move on to Neighbours. So, they're filming again. Down in Melbourne, and Tim Robards, the ex-Batch, is on there.
Oh,
terrible actor, absolutely terrible actor. Anyway, he's going to have a steamy love affair with Dippy Rebecca. So the way they're getting around the kiss scenes, Dippy Rebecca, what a name, they've hired her husband, the woman, Sharon, the woman that plays him. So the husband's going to step in, be a bit of a body double to all, do all the kissing scenes, and that's how they're getting around the COVID stuff.
Interesting.
That's cool.
I love that story. Very good.
Very creative workaround, like you said, Jade, because obviously there's going to be a lot of that, you know, writers trying to figure out how to write romance in without on-screen kissing.
Mm.
It's like a new challenge for them.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of, like, doors closing as they, like, reach towards each other sort of stuff.
I wonder if he's... It's quite interesting that he's getting paid to make out with his wife.
Yeah, great job for him. Good easiest payday. Money he ever made.
It's not a bad job. But Tim Robards is stuck in Melbourne. His wife, Anna Heinrich, expecting their first baby in November, so that's a bit sad.
Another batchy baby.
Yes, could be born on my birthday, early November.
Yeah, Matty J recently had his baby.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's so true.
Who knows? Thank you, Jackson. No Appreciate worries. That. Our news time. I'm next with Hamish Shearer at 105.3 New FM. And if you did rate the music last time, we have an incredible holiday to give away. We're going to do that before 9 o'clock.
Jade, Matty and Creaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade,
Matty and Creaso.
Crevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off at 9 o'clock after us with you, Jackson.
Yes, it is. Debbie Lovato.
Nice one.
Big studio collaboration from 2020. The Bangles as well. Manic Monday, it's a vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming back after
Don't you just love Monday-themed songs on a Monday? It just works so well.
Especially about how good they are. Killing Heidi as well. I love these guys. Classic Australian for both the noughties.
Very good.
Win, win, win.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in less than 25 minutes, guys.
Yay.
That it is. Up next, something very exciting.
Rate the Music, of course. We gave away a holiday. Or we are about to give
away
a holiday.
Yeah.
Short getaway, the landmark Nelson Bay, that incredible spa bedroom.
Yeah, everyone, like, imagine that. You get a babysitter for the kids. Off you go, trundling off on maybe a Friday night.
Hot date.
Enjoy the evening, and then you get that beautiful spa room. Just amazing.
Well, if you did the survey, we could be calling you...
Jade, Matty and Creaso, the Novos.
We asked you to rate the music last week, and you did. Thank you so much to everyone who got involved with that one. Incredible prize on offer. Deluxe one-bedroom spa apartment at the Landmark Resort, Nelson Bay. Short getaway, all yours. Let's call the winner, shall we?
This is exciting because everyone needs a bit of a break at this time.
I love giving away holidays. My favourite thing to give away in our job.
So we're going to call them live right now and we'll find out. Well, hopefully they answer their phone. This is always the exciting bit of live radio, isn't it?
Here we go. It is a woman.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, can I speak to Melanie, please?
That's me.
Hey, Melanie, you won the holiday for rating the music. It's 105.3 New FM. How are you?
I'm in shock.
You're live on the air right now, so don't swear, please, all right?
I promise I won't.
Oh, the Landmark Resort, Nelson Bay. It's so easy. How long did the survey take you, Melanie?
Less than 10 minutes, like I'd say 5 minutes even.
Oh, so good.
That's
so
going straight in a promo.
And so are you obviously going to take your partner? What are your plans?
Yeah, I'll take my partner. We have 5 children, so we don't often get time to ourselves.
Oh,
so
that's...
I'm baking at the moment. This is just amazing.
Yay!
Like, no, a short getaway, romantic getaway. It's so good. Newly renovated as well. You guys are going to love it.
You'll love it out there.
Rate the music, newfm.com.au. It's worth entering these guys because such great odds
at winning and these prizes. Great prizes too.
Better than winning that $60 million. The odds are better.
Yeah,
won the Powerball earlier this week.
I'd take the $60 million.
Two very different prizes. thank you though to the Landmark at Nelson Bay for hooking us up with that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Great.
Amazing.
Last calls though, guys, after this. If there's anything you want to have a chit chat about, 131009. We're here for you. Maybe you want to join in on the hot or not with dressing gowns. If you had your thoughts on that, now's the time to call.
Get a chance to get on air.
All right, give us a ring right now, 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Matty and Creaso, the Novos.
Hello.
Last call.
This is where you can call up on 131009 and have a chat to us about anything you want. Something maybe we mentioned to you in the show earlier, maybe, like, Brad, you want to chat about dressing gowns.
Yeah.
Hot or not, Brad? What are your thoughts?
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah, right.
Hot.
Do you own a couple yourself then? Or?
Yeah, I do, and my wife does as well.
So do you like, you do twinning in them, like on the couch wearing them, watching a movie? Oops, didn't get to the end of the movie.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's what underneath the dressing gown that counts the most.
I guess that is
why does everyone take it to a sexual place?
Because that's the fun bit, the foreplay, you know? The dressing gown helps that along.
So do you not wear anything underneath the dressing gown, Brad?
Well, my wife does, but I wear boxers or something like that.
Yeah.
See, yeah, it loses
nothing. She's naked around the house all the time.
It's
annoying, but...
Do you have kids?
Yeah.
You have kids?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. Look, close, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if she did it more often, we probably would have had more kids, but, you know.
Oh, Brad, can't be having that. Love the bloke's perspective. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate your call, mate.
Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Good, and you?
Yeah, really good. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, dressing gowns. I think they're good, but I also have a girlfriend who her and her husband have one, and they both wear it, but he refers to it as his 90.
That's a very old person thing to say, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. 90's a bit different, but I guess, you know, if he's just...
Something my grandma used to wear, the 90s.
The 90s. Well, that's what you call 90s. Yeah, I still call them 90s when you have a 90's just basically a slip, like a...
It's like a one-piece, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just, like, slips over the hole.
A 90's comfortable.
I have 90's. I've got two.
Really?
Well, you're basically an old lady, Jay.
I am.
So anyways, wearing the 90. Where do you purchase a 90 as a young woman such as yourself?
Well, I don't know about you, Joe, if you wear them, but I get them from... You can get them from, like, Kmart. Anywhere. Kmart.
Really?
Yeah, you can get them from... I've seen them at
Maya,
David Jones... what's that trendy place? H&M. I bought one of my 90s from there.
Trendy place.
H&M doesn't sell 90s.
They do.
You gotta be kidding me.
They do.
Thanks, Joe. Tomorrow on the show, hot or not, 90s.
Are you a young person? I'm out of this. Are you a young person that still wears 90s? Surely
nothing
not.
Wrong with the 90. They're the big sellers.
Really?
They are.
I doubt it.
They wouldn't still be selling 90s if people weren't into them.
I can see Best and Less selling 90s.
Ah, you're talking. You know? That's the sort of place.
Well, you were wrong on the dressing gowns. You're probably wrong on the 90s as well,
fellas. I think so. Very good. That's us done for a Monday, guys. What's on for the Savo?
Gym for me. I've got my week 5 of my couch to 5K.
Oh, yeah, that's going along pretty well.
Yeah, it is. I've got some studying to do. And finally, blood test results. That's
ooh,
good.
Big day. Very big good. Day. What about you, Kruger?
Just another busy one working around at home. Fixing up the garden, actually.
Oh, good.
Want to make that nice.
Yeah. Well, my back's out, so I think I'm going to go and put like a hot... Nice warm water bottle.
Hot,
my
do you have a
back.
Hot water bottle?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to get one from the oldladyshop.com.au.
That's my new website. I'm going to make a killing.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next. Jackson,
yo,
good morning.
Good morning. Ed Sheeran, he seems like a naughty guy.
Yeah.
Couldn't you see him in one while he tucks into a potato for breakfast?
Yeah, with a bit of tomato sauce.
Yeah. It's a solid no from me. Beautiful people. Jimmy World is in the playlist as well as we
fantastic.
Go 105 minutes commercial free. And Dua Lipa, who they say has influenced celebrity baby names around the world the most in 2020, which is weird because I haven't ever met a baby called Dua.
Dua?
Really?
Yeah, they're saying that of a study they did.
Yeah.
People are looking to her to name their kid after.
Dua.
Dua.
That's even her real name. Is that stage name?
Oh, I've got no idea. But have you met a baby called Dua?
No.
Well,
do a quick Google of that real quick. Dua Lipa.
Riveting.
Yeah.
It is her real name, I believe. I can't see anything on Wikipedia.
Well, there you go. Fine. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.